Throughout the scriptures, Abraham is held up for us as the epitome of faith. And our famous story in our first reading today gives us one of the reasons why he is the epitome of faith. And so, what was Abraham's exemplary faith? It was this: God means what he says. When God promises something, he means it. And therefore, I can absolutely, without hesitation or question, trust God. Because he is God, he does not lie. You see, once God had made many promises to Abraham, one of them was this: I will make you a great nation. That was a ridiculous promise. It was an impossible promise. Because according to human understanding, Abraham and Sarah had no hope of having any child from which a great nation would come. But God promised it and he meant it. And so God gave Abraham and Sarah their son Isaac. The language in our first reading reveals to us the deep affections, the deep feelings that Abraham had for Isaac. Isaac was his son, his only son, his beloved Isaac. And so when Abraham thought that God wanted him to offer his son Isaac in human sacrifice, Abraham couldn't understand it. But he had faith in God. Again, that faith that told him when God says something, he means it. When God promises something, he means what he says. And therefore, Abraham knew he could absolutely, without hesitation or question, trust God. You see, child sacrifice was, by burning, was a Canaanite ritual. God wanted to show that an Israelite shrine was different from a Canaanite shrine. And God stops Abraham from slaughtering his son. As we heard the words, he says, "Do not lay a hand on him. Do not touch him." And so God proved worthy of Abraham's faith. You know, I am awed by Abraham's faith and his generosity. Abraham's faith was in a God who does not renege on his promises, even when nothing seems to make sense, even when things seem to belie God's promises. Abraham had faith in God. And Abraham's faith in God proved true. And so we hear, if we read on in this text, that where all this happened, where Abraham had gone up on the mountain of Moriah, where he was going to slaughter his son, and God stopped him when he had the knife in his hand, where all that happened, the text tells us that Abraham named that place God Provides. And that's why Abraham could be generous, because he knew in the very core of his being that God provides. This reminds us of the legendary faith of our Blessed Mother. Elizabeth said of her, "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what the Lord had spoken to her." And this is the faith of which St. Paul sings in our second reading. That God is for us. God is for us. And Abraham's faith knew that. He knew that God was for him. The unimaginable, preposterous idea of sacrificing his beloved Isaac, who was the fulfillment of God's promises to him, seemed utterly unreasonable. But Abraham knew that God would not let him down. And in fact, the unimaginable, inconceivable thing that God did not require of Abraham to offer his beloved son in sacrifice to God, God himself did for us. And so St. Paul sings in our second reading, God is for us who did not spare his own son, but offered him in sacrifice to us. We can trust a God who loves us like that. And so, in language reminiscent of our first reading, God tells Peter, James, and John on another mountain about his son Jesus. He says, "This is my beloved son, my only son, my beloved Jesus. Listen to him." And we should listen to him because it cost him dearly to sacrifice himself to and for us. And so the Lenten discipline of prayer summons us to strengthen our faith by coming away to a place alone with Christ by ourselves. Just as Jesus summoned Peter, James, and John up on that mountain away by themselves. And the Lenten discipline of prayer calls us to that, to listen deeply to Jesus, God's beloved Son, whom he did not spare but gave up for all of us. And the Lenten disciplines of fasting and almsgiving summon us to imitate Abraham's generosity by offering to God the very best that we have, knowing that the God who is for us will always provide. May he be praised forever. Amen.